Buckets of Your Money.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The mortgage lenders Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are most definitely sinking ships. They've taken on so much water, the government is getting out the buckets for a bailout. Buckets filled with taxpayer dollars. Here's what's happening. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson has put Fannie and Freddie under a conservatorship. It's kind of like Chapter 11 bankruptcy. The board and top executives of both mortgage companies have been replaced. The government is taking over. We have more now from John Dimsdale, who tells us why this is happening.
Secretary Paulson said he needed to save Americans access to home loans, auto loans, and other consumer credit.
Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are so large and so interwoven in our financial system that a failure of either of them would cause great turmoil in the financial markets here at home and around the globe. This turmoil would directly and negatively impact household wealth, from family budgets to home values to savings for college and retirement.
Treasury will inject government capital and credit as needed over the next 16 months so the mortgage underwriters don't run out of money. Douglas Elmendorf at the Brookings Institution agrees with Paulson's claim that incremental payments are better for taxpayers than one big bailout.
The crucial step is that if Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac recover financially after the government has put in money, that the returns to that will go to the taxpayers, not to the current shareholders.
Secretary Paulson says when mortgage rates go too high, the government will buy Fannie and Freddie's mortgage-backed securities to ease those rates, but that worries Elmendorf.
That is a greater government involvement in the housing finance business than we should be aiming for.
The government's authority to back up Fannie and Freddie expires at the end of next year. Secretary Paulson called on Congress to use that time to restructure Fannie and Freddie to be either fully public or fully private organizations. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Even though this bailout makes the financial system look pretty weak, even though it's an extraordinary level of government intervention, Wall Street is all for it. So far, the Dow is up 232 points to 11,453. It's about 2.5%. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are both up about 2% so far. In Asia, the markets had similar gains, 3.5% to 4% even, and shares are up about 4% in Europe. We know how this bailout is going to work and that you'll be paying for it. The next question is, what benefit will you see? Most likely in the housing market. More on that from Marketplace's Janet Babin at North Carolina Public Radio.
After the government takeover, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac will continue to buy loans and guarantee securities. The silver lining for homebuyers may be lower mortgage rates. Investors will be more willing to buy government-backed housing debt that could get more houses sold. Tom LaMalfa is with mortgage research and consulting firm Wholesale Access.
The rescue's biggest boost for consumers really may come from a renewed confidence from banks for mortgages.
But there's a catch.
Even that benefit will be undercut by the cost to taxpayers of the rescue.
Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson said it would be difficult to know the ultimate cost of the federal takeover. But LaMalfa says the non-prime mortgages that Fannie and Freddie hold top $600 billion. And the losses on those mortgages will likely top $100 billion. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, global provider of fuels, power, and energy services. Committed to sound, efficient, sustainable energy solutions. Constellation.com. By Farrar, Straus & Giroux, publishers of the new book by Thomas L. Friedman, Hot, Flat, and Crowded, Why We Need a Green Revolution and How It Can Renew America, wherever books are sold. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org.
Maybe this bailout of Fannie and Freddie will help, but so far nothing has gotten the housing market off the skids. Here's a good example from Houston. Houston is a city where home prices are relatively low, and the cost of living is below the national average. But listen to this story from Kate Archer Kent.
39-year-old engineer Mahesh Udipi has lived for 5 years in a tiny Houston apartment with his wife and son. Now he's looking for something with a little more space.
You should have a good living area where there is a big place to keep TV and keep books.
Mahesh has been shopping for a home loan for about 3 months. He gets a lot of messages like this.
This is Scott Griffin calling from Countrywide. I just wanted to check back with you and see if you had gotten taken care of yet for your new home loan.
Banks like Countrywide are still lending, but David Jarvis of Metro Study, a housing tracker, says mortgages look very different from a year ago.
It is harder to qualify because you really have to have a down payment. And you really have to have a job, and you really have to document it. And even if you have a good job and lots of money, you still have to document. Well, that's okay. I mean, I think that's what we did from the 1930s all the way up through the 1990s.
Mahesh looks like a 1990s-era borrower. His job and credit rating are so good, the banks offered him a $240,000 loan with just 5% down. But it won't get his business because the interest rate is too high.
It was about 5% 2 years ago, and now it is 6.25 if you have an excellent credit.
The Federal Reserve has been taking the pressure off banks with a string of rate cuts this year, but Mahesh says he's not seeing the benefits.
If you really want to buy the house, you have to cut somewhere else. Maybe you had to cut 401k, or you had to cut savings. Otherwise, you cannot balance the budget.
Mahesh doesn't get the bank's behavior. On one hand, they're reducing their risk by tightening lending standards and raising rates. But on the other, they're exposing themselves to another kind of risk by offering him a loan that would put him $252 in the hole every month. Mahesh has resigned himself to getting a smaller home that won't bankrupt him. But in order to make it work, he says he's going to have to take one of the biggest risks of all, raiding his retirement. In Houston, I'm Kate Archer-Kent for Marketplace.
Share your housing market stories with us online at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.